You know, it's interesting because I've got the actual report here in my hand. It's a kind, not kind of, it's a publication form, looks like a magazine, that kind of thing. And it's interesting because I turned to the page where it's where it talks about the history, and I like the cartoon that you all reprinted in the report, and it was one that goes back to 1984. It was done by John Trevor from the Albuquerque Journal, and I like it. It's a man, kind of, well, not kind of, he's wearing a cowboy hat, and he's got a vest on, and then he's got a little kid with him, and he's asking what the Latin word means for underneath the New Mexico state symbol, and the old man is saying, oh, that's the state motto. It's Latin for, if you want to play, you got to pay. And it was interesting in reading this report, because it seems like most people probably think that, you know, political corruption in New Mexico has, you know, has just been a new thing that's been, you know, well, maybe not such a new thing, but it's only been around for like the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. But obviously with the research that you guys have done, you know, this goes back a long way. How far back did you guys have to go in order to get some of this history?
Well, we actually went back to before statehood, and it's a very good point. This has been an ongoing problem in New Mexico for a very long time, and some of the archival research we did was very interesting. It turned out that political corruption was one of the things that held New Mexico back from becoming a state. So back in the early 1900s, President Theodore Roosevelt was really interested in having New Mexico become a state. Of course, it didn't happen until 1912, but right around the turn of the last century, Teddy Roosevelt was very eager to have that happen, and unfortunately the corruption was such in the state that Congress was not very interested in having New Mexico become a state. So it's a very long-term problem, and one of the things we point out with the history is we have this real culture where there's a sense of this is how business is done in New Mexico. You know, you have to pay if you want to play, like the cartoon was saying. And we think these reforms can really start to turn that culture around by just putting a stop on that spigot of money coming from those that are seeking money from government. So that's what we're looking at. But it is definitely a long history, and we cite it in the report.
How open do you think people in, and of course I realize that your office is right there in Santa Fe, but how open do you think that our governing leaders are going to be on this long report that you guys have prepared?
Well, we're hopeful that they'll be receptive to it. We point out in the report these problems aren't partisan, they aren't personal, they're very systemic. And so there are a whole bunch of people in government that would like to see that political culture change, and it's just a matter of putting in the reforms that are needed to make it happen. We think one of the benefits of these reforms is that it's going to encourage more good people to run for political office because they won't have to be indebted to special interests and lobbyists in order to do that. In addition, we think it'll increase the pool of potential government contractors because right now there are probably a lot of businesses that aren't interested in doing business with the state because they feel it's too political and they have to basically buy favors in order to get contracts. And so if we can eliminate that, we think it's going to be better for everyone, and we think it's also going to reduce some of the waste of taxpayer dollars that are right now going to politically connected contracts rather than necessarily what's best for the state and what's most economically efficient.
Another part of the report I wanted you to talk about, I'm on page 23. It says, why not public financing? Of course, that's a big question. And, you know, give us your thoughts. What are you guys doing as far as, or what are you guys advocating as far as public financing goes?
Well, in our research, we had turned this up as another potential solution. And a lot of people are very favorable towards public financing because if you have that in place, it's really eliminating big contributions from everyone, sort of across the board. What we point out is that there are a few big challenges to implementing that. The biggest one right now is that it's going to cost a big chunk of cash, and the state, of course, is in a huge deficit, about $700 million short this year. Arizona has implemented public financing for all of its elections, and it costs about $8 million per election. So until we have a real source of financing to pay for that, we don't think it's realistic to advocate for it. And another problem is you need real accountability and really strong enforcement measures to make sure that once you're putting public dollars into elections, they're spent on the correct things, and there's real enforcement about that. And New Mexico has just sort of stepped into public financing recently with the Public Regulation Commission races and some state judicial races. And so we feel like there's a learning curve. We're figuring out how to do it right. And it may be that down the road, if we can find a sensible way to pay for it, that makes sense in some other elections. But at this point, we don't feel it's the best solution. We think our targeted reforms would be more effective. And, of course, they cost nothing to implement. So that's a big plus in this current economic environment.
You know, and again, and going back and looking at the reports, you know, again, rather lengthy, 20-plus pages long, and I was wondering for people that would like to maybe get a hard copy of the report, or if they would like to maybe view the report online, just exactly what can they do to get a copy of this report?
Absolutely. We'd love to get copies in anyone's hands who's interested. So you just go to our website, which is www.thinknewmexico, that's T-H-I-N-K, New Mexico spelled out, .org. You can order a hard copy of the report there online, or we'd be happy to send you one. And there are also ways to get involved on our website. We'd love to have people, if they're interested in this issue, email your legislators, email the governor, and let them know. And we've got a link right there on our Action Center that'll let you send a quick email to your policymakers and tell them how you feel about this.
Well, Christina Fisher, again, the Associate Director of Think New Mexico, I'd like to thank you for taking the time for talking to us today. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with before we let you go?
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to share this information. We definitely encourage people to get on our website and find out more about this and get involved.